Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is a bonus episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Sunday, April the 14th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Come on in, come on in, come on in. Ladies and gentlemen, we have something very important to talk about today. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about going from the shadows to success, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, what do I mean by going in the shadows? Have you ever, to be successful, you have to stand out. In order to be successful, you have to step up. Step out and say, hey, world, here I am. I'm successful. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to do the things that are necessary to be successful. I'll give you a great example. I had a conversation with my brother about a month ago. He has a job. He works at a warehouse. They wanted my brother to be a safety supervisor, okay? The job, it did not pay anything extra, but it's not about the pay. It's about the long game, okay? It's about the prestige. It's about the title. It's about, hey, this is a step in the right direction, because me and my brother, we had this argument. I talk to my brother maybe once every 2 or 3 months on the phone, and we get into the same argument every time we speak on the phone. My brother, he wants to make $1 million, but he wants to work for somebody else. And he doesn't want any titles. He doesn't want any prestige. He doesn't want any responsibility. But yet he thinks he's going to make $1 million by sitting on a forklift all day, and he thinks he should be paid $1 million, which to me is asinine. It's insane. It's insanity. It's a stupid way to think, but it's the way he thinks. And if you have them same kind of thoughts, then I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going ahead and break the bad news to you. You will never succeed. You will never move up. You will never make the money that you think you deserve. You're never going to make the money you want to make, okay? That is a classic mistake. People thinking, they having this big debate in California, I believe, you know, all people that work at McDonald's should make $20 an hour, you know, whether they should or shouldn't. It has nothing to do with anything. What you want to do in life is step out of the shadows, step out, and become successful. And that can lead to you can make all the money that you want to make. You know, there's not a limitation on the money you can make. There's not a limitation on money. You know, money's available for all of us. Money's available for each and every one of us. Like I told you before, don't have to necessarily become a billionaire, but you want to make as much money as possible, because as I told my brother before, I had this conversation with my cousin the other day. You know, the people I know, the people I grew up with, most of them, they worked blue collar jobs, you know, and there's nothing wrong. Whatever you do for work is whatever. But when you figure it out and you go, there's a shelf life to manual labor, and you figure that out and you say, I got to do something to start making some money. I got to do something to start making more money. I got to do something that can, when you decide to call it quits, when you say, hey, I've had enough of this. I had enough of this job. I've had enough of this, you know, these people. I've had enough. You want to be able to look and say, hey, I've been making money doing XYZ, whether it be the internet, whether it be you selling, you know, chairs. No matter what it is, you want to step out and you want to start gaining success for yourself. You know, The more you bet on yourself, the better off you will be. There's not a job. There's none of that that's gonna, you know, really lead you to where you want to go. And you could say, you know, me and you are not gonna be the CEO of Coca-Cola. Okay, it's just a fact. It's just a fact of life. We are not gonna be the CEO of Coke. We are not gonna be the president. We're not gonna become the president of Walmart. Okay, this is just not gonna happen. So, you and I, we have to go a different route to success, you know, and as I told you, success does not mean, you know, because there are a lot of people that make a lot of money. There's doctors that make a lot of money and they have a lot of debt. You want to be successful. You want to be in a position where you can say, I don't want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to take off here. I want to take off there. You want to be able to do what you want to do. You want to be able to say, hey, you know, not, and you don't have to be, you know, gross about it. You don't have to be, but you want to be like, hey, no, I, you know, every now and then, one of the best feelings you can ever have, it was one time I remember I saved up some money. And this was, I had been saving up money. And it was one week. Did not want to drive the truck. I did not want to drive. I just refused. I said, you know what? I am not doing it. And for a week, I just took off. I knew I had money. I said, you know what? I'm not doing it. I stay home. She's my girlfriend at the time. Stay home with her. I said, I am not going anywhere. I did not care at all. They called me on the phone. I said, I'm going to call them next Monday. Call them back on next Monday. They was pissed. I said, they'll be okay. They'll get over it. I really did not care, you know? And, you know, one thing that I'm going to give you a piece of advice, you know, when you realize there's something that you're like, all right, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. Start immediately, you know, figure out, you know, okay, what can I do? Write stuff down and say, hey, I want to start right now. The thing about me, I'm going to give you an example. You know, I stayed in the shadows too long. You know, I did not. I started truck driving in 2005, something like that. 2004. Yeah, about 2004. Started driving then. Okay. I did not want to go over the road. I did not want any part of that, but I had to eventually. You know, I gave in, and I would say, I stayed about 5 years later than what I should have. You know, it's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming anybody. I can only blame myself. I stayed 5 years too long, you know, because I thought, you know, what can I do? What do I got to do to get out of here, you know? I thought there was some type of formula, you know, there's some type of plan, but there's no formula, there's no plan. All you have to do is say, you tell yourself, you say, self, I'm getting out of here, you know? There's a book, that I read by a guy named Joe Vitale. It's called Money Loves Speed, okay? And you will be amazed. I read that book a couple of times. I listened to it a couple of times. And it just talks about different things that you can do to make money. And, you know, when you start changing your thoughts and you start changing your mind and you go, you know what? I can do this. I can do that. I can make money here. I can make money there, you know, to really get down the road. You know, if there's something you're tired of a job, you're tired of whatever. You're tired of your situation, you're tired of living in an apartment, you want a house, whatever. You want to start, you know, you want to feel like, hey, I want to be more successful. And success is not defined by anybody. It's not defined by me. It's not defined by you. It is what you make out of it. What do you want to do? If you're somebody who says, hey, I want to buy a house out in the country somewhere, and I want to live there, and I want to farm, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and you say that's a success to you, then by all means, go do that, you know. If you want to live in Manhattan, if you want to spend $5,000 on a one-bedroom apartment, living in Manhattan, and you say that's a success to you, God bless you. Do that. But what I don't want, you to do is I don't want you hanging back. I don't want you to have the attitude of my brother. I don't want you to say, let me wait on somebody to take care of me. Let me wait on somebody to give me what I need. Take what you need. Take what you can get. You know, step out of them shadows and become successful, you know, in your own right, in your own way, you know. The more that you control, the more that you do for yourself, the more that you control your destiny, the more mature you are, the better off you will be. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Do not wait around on people to define you, to give you a success. It's not a magic wand. It's not a, hey, you know, boop, you know. It's like somebody who's been an actor for 10 years, you know, they've been acting for 10 years, and all of a sudden somebody pulls up in the Greyhound, and they go to Hollywood, and all of a sudden, you know, a year later, they're doing box office movies. I'm sure somebody that's been acting for 10 years is like, hey, what about me? And it's like, it doesn't happen that way. It's what you can do. You know, you can't control. Sometimes, you know, you want to be an actor. You might be a great actor, but maybe you don't have the box office cachet, and that's okay. But you're still an actor. You know, you're still acting. You're doing movies. You're in supporting roles. You know, you do it that way. But it doesn't matter because you're acting, okay? And so, success. There's not a formula. There's not a hey, let me take 6 steps. If you want to say, today is my day. I listened to this audio book about Jim Rohn, and it's like, the day my life turned around, and he talks about how, you know, he didn't have any money for Girl Scout cookies, and you know, he did not want to live life like that, you know. And for me, I remember when I was getting married, and I thought about my wife, and I enjoy spending time with my wife, and I love seeing my wife, and even more, you know, so now, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, you know, and it gives me great joy to spend time with her, you know, and it really drove the point home to, like, all right, you know, because me and my wife and my daughter, we have plans, and I'm like, I'm going to speed up these plans because me and my wife, we're going to buy an RV. And me and my wife and my daughter doesn't know it yet, of course, because she's 2.5, but we are going to get in the RV, and we're going to drive around America, you know? Now, this is my wife's idea. I've driven around America and got paid for it, but my wife, she says she wants to drive around America, which I believe she does. It'll be a good trip. Now, are we going to do it for a year straight? Of course not. My wife can't handle that. I can't even handle that at this point, but we're gonna take trips from time to time in the RV, and I'm gonna be home for that, and I'm gonna work out of the RV, and I'm gonna do what I want to do because I decided, hey, I'm gonna step out of the shadow, and I want that for you as well. I want you to, you know, really think about what you want to do. Really think, say, hey, write, you know, success. You know, write down what would make you feel like a success. And I don't care, and I'm going to tell you right now, don't worry about people. Do not worry about your friends. Do not worry about your family. At the end of the day, the only person that you are going to please is yourself, okay? And the more you are pleased with yourself, the more it radiates towards others, you know? The happier you are, the happier you can make other people. If you're not happy, if you're kind of miserable, you're not going to make people around you happy. Trust me, believe you me. It's not that you're trying to be miserable on purpose. It's not that you're trying to be sad on purpose. It's just something that, you know, people, you can see people when they're happy. You can feel the glow. You can feel the energy, you know. You want to make, you know, you do what you think is best to gain success, you know. And it doesn't take a whole lot. All it takes is say, hey, let me, what what can I do? What should I do? And you know, and start immediately. Don't wait. Don't you know, you can read books, you can listen to books, you can turn your car into a university, you know. But as we talked about before, whatever you learn, apply it. You know, don't learn a bunch of stuff and don't do anything about it. Learn and apply, learn and learn. You know, you can teach people and you can also be taught. There's nothing wrong with that. I was listening to this program the other day and the guy was talking about, you know, writing a better copy and who your audience is and this and that. And I heard a voice that I'm familiar with. It was a lady I took a class of hers once about marketing, and I thought, that's cool. She teaches people, but she also gets taught. Okay. And I thought, that's cool. And that's where you want to be. You know, you want to be learning, you want to be applying, but at the same time, you can also teach people, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But the main thing, the most important thing of this episode is to say, hey, this is where I want to go. You step out, come from the shadows. Listen, I remember when I was a kid and when it was time to read, it wasn't I couldn't read, you know, I could read pretty well, but I think it was the fact of, you know, there were some peers of mine who always seemed to struggle with reading, you know, and I kind of felt bad, and I was like, man, I don't really want to be reading in front of them. You know, they don't read that. They're not the greatest readers in the world. And so I never wanted to get called on. I always felt like I don't want to seem like I'm showing off, you know, but it's like, it's one of the dumbest things, you know. And as I told you before, I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to always tell me, nobody likes to show off. But being successful is not showing off. Being successful is just being successful. If you see somebody in your neighborhood and they're successful and you have a negative feeling towards them, then you're the problem, not them. No, you know, people are going to buy, you know, you want to buy a nice car, not because now you and I, would you spend $100,000 on a car? I would not, but I would buy a car that I know is good. I know a car that is steady, you know. I would buy a newer car. I wouldn't go out and buy a 1979 car unless it's one of those, you know, kind of fancy, you know, cars. But I wouldn't go buy a 1979 clunker, you know what I'm saying? But if it was refurbished, it was new, you know, if it was, you know, then you know, that's different. But if you see somebody and they're successful and you're not, and you like, then change that attitude and you become successful. It doesn't matter, you know, you see people online. I remember I got into a phase where I was watching, you know, like these scamming, like people scamming videos, you know, and it's like, hey, you know deep down if somebody is legit or somebody is not legit. All you have to do before you make a purchase, study the people, study what they're doing, study where they're going, you know. And if they're talking about something that you know they don't know anything about, then why buy it? You know, it's just the way it is. Do your research, of course, but don't worry about other people. Worry about yourself, you know, and become the success that you desire. It is all right there for you. You know, it is all right there. All you have to do is reach out, grab it, become successful. And then, you know, you too can go out and buy. I haven't bought the RV yet, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to my wife driving me around. No, I'm gonna have to do all the driving when it comes to RV. My wife is gonna be trying to look and take a bunch of pictures. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for this episode. Step out of them shadows and become a success. You know, become what you want to desire. Now, this week, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we're going to talk about money in every episode, okay? So, for you greedy people, tune in. For you non-greedy people, tune in. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about making money. We're going to talk about spending money to make more money. We're going to talk about the the attitude of money. We're going to talk about the desire of having more money. It's going to be a money week. Money week, everybody, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. This is it for the episode. We'll be back Monday with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.